Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hello, and thank you all for tuning in back again. Today, what are we going to talk about? Appreciation. Appreciate small and big wins. Paratta patti pesa porom. Paratradanala, what are the benefits what we get in our daily walk of life? So, last week, we set a target that we are going to hit 50,000 followers on Instagram. But it did not happen. So, we did not hit the 50,000 mark. We were just about 45,000. So, what did we do? We still celebrated that win. We moved a little bit. We came from 40 to 45. We celebrated that win. That is celebrating a small win. Then, at the same time, you may want to sit back and think, why is it that we did not win? Why did we not meet our milestone? But let's take a pause there and talk about celebrating small wins and big wins. Whether you're a student, whether you're a homemaker, you're an entrepreneur, or you're an employee working in an organization, how can you think about appreciation? Paratta patti eppadi yosikkanum neenga, right? Neenga student a irukkalam, housewife a irukkalam, or entrepreneur a irukkalam, edhavadhu or company la vela seiradha irukkalam. Most importantly, many large organizations were built on the fundamental pillar of appreciation, paratta patti. If you talk about Disney as an organization was built just on appreciation and the experience what they create for you when you visit any of the Disney parks. So I'll tell you about how you should think if you are a student. Neenga vandha or student a irukinga and you're not married, you're studying. What all your parents do on a daily basis? Ungalku kaalaiyila endirchu ungalku tea potu kudukkuradhil irundhu, whether it is they're making a breakfast for you or getting your uniform ready, whether your school ready, books ready, helping you prepare for the exams. So have you thought about mom? Thank you so much for everything what you do. You just appreciate for the small things what they do. So if you're a homemaker, if you're a housewife, how do you really enjoy the company of family together? When your spouse comes back from work, when your kids come back from work, how do they create joy? When they create joy for you, when your husband or spouse helps you with your work at home, how can you jump back in and say, thank you for doing this for me? If you are actually going to work on a day-to-day basis and you have a homemaker at home, your spouse at home, you could come back and say, thank you for helping me do my job with so much efficiency. Because your homemaker is the one who is helping you get ready to work and put things in order for you, prepare lunch for you, prepare dinners for you. So there is so much of appreciation which can go in on a day-to-day basis, yet we miss out completely. If you're an entrepreneur, how do you think about as an entrepreneur? Before I talk about the entrepreneur, I'll talk about how do you think in a work setting. You go to work every week. There must be a colleague who helped you in preparing a simple report or creating a simple email. Edhaavadhu or chinna email ku illa or document prepare pandrathukku edhukkaadhu unakku help pannaar. Or your manager. By the end of the week, make sure that you are stopping by and say, hey, I sincerely want to thank you for the help what you extended me. Or to your manager, that thank you for making me successful. This is going to take you a long way. If you're an entrepreneur, I remember this story from the day we started VDART in December 14, 2007. From the very first week when I was the only employee till the time I had my second employee or my second colleague, the very first employee in the organization, from the very first week we have this meeting, a weekly meeting. In that weekly meeting, the most important thing is appreciating your colleagues, stating that thank you for everything what you do. Thank you for believing in this vision. Thank you for believing in this entrepreneurial journey. Thank you for contributing towards the cause. Thank you for making an incremental movement from what we were yesterday to what we were today. That is the power of appreciation. If you continue to make this as a habit on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, just appreciating people around you, you will form a positive tribe. Having a positive tribe around you makes you achieve unimaginable things and making things possible. I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully, you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.